Okay, we're up to Mem Dalaram Beis. We're discussing the Stira in Bryces, that whether you're allowed to put up a wall, temporary wall of a sukkah on Shabbos and Yontif. One Bryce said that you can make it out of Kalim, Adam, or a bed that you put up, and the other one says you can't. So Gemara says that one way of understanding it is whether it's the fourth wall, which is not really necessary, or Dafka, the third wall. In other words, if you need it to make the sukkah, then you're making an ohel. If you don't need it to make the sukkah, the ohel is already made. You don't need it for an ohel, and therefore it's just an ohel, most if I'll ohel aroy, and that's okay. Ela Adam Adam Kashif, but the stira between Adam and Adam. One place it says that you can make a person a mechitza, and the other place it says you can't make him a mechitza. So Rashi, Ela Adam Adam Kashif, the bishlam amate amate amita amita ikalitrutze kedekamras. You could say the same thing that we said by the regular wall. Right? The hard the tani vihisko samita bedofen revius. The one that says you're allowed to put up the bed as a wall holds that it's talking about the fourth wall of the sukkah. Because it says over there that the reason you're putting it up is not to make the sukkah kosher, but that there's a mace in the sukkah and you want it that the shade should be over the mace. So it's mashma that it's lavdafka, a wall that makes the sukkah a kosher. It's a wall that's for shade. But by Adam it says b'teirish, that the reason you're doing it is in order you should be able to eat in the sukkah, meaning that it should be kosher. That means it has to be talking about the third wall, right? Alma lemeipat bechov sukkah op mehasam the gimel dvarim halalu hay mitzvah sukkah. Alma dofen shlishi havi chaser. Must be that it's missing the third wall and therefore it's not a kosher sukkah. The even dofen revius lo havi mitzvah laba kid amrina viapagav the ovid ol shor. In mashma that over here that you're making the mechitza with a person and it's being machshir the sukkah and still it's good, so that already is difficult. So what's the difference between why is one hold Adam can be a mechitza and one not? Gemara says Adam Adam nami lo kasha kan ladas kan shalom idas. When can you make a person a mechitza when it's shalom idas? He doesn't know he's being made a mechitza, but when it's midas then it's awesome. If he's the third mechitza. If he's not, then it's like any mechitza. It's no worse than a real mechitza, right? Even midas, if he's only the fourth mechitza, that's fine. Because that's only a hosafa to an ohel haroi. But if he's the third mechitza, then even though normally a kli would be aser, but a person will be mutter as long as he doesn't know that he's the mechitza. The Rambam holds, not only doesn't the person who's the mechitza can't know, the person who needs the mechitza can't know that the person there is a mechitza. It could be the person, doesn't know that the reason the sukkah is kosher because somebody else is doing it, so somebody else can eat in whatever. So that both the person who is the mechitza and the person who's benefiting the mechitza doesn't know that the person is the mechitza. Somebody knows, but not the person who's involved and not the person who's the mechitza himself. The Gemara says, the case of the Nechemya Breder of Chaniloi was Ladas, Shalomi Das Havi. Right? It was Shalomi Das. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda Mia Ladas Havi. Rav Chisda was one of those people. He knew that he was becoming part of the mechitza. Where it says, Rav Chisda Shlomen Aminyan Havi. Rav Chisda wasn't one of the ones who made the mechitza. And Rav Nechemya didn't know, according to the Rambam, that they were making a mechitza for him. Right? He was osik in his learning. So he was stam walking around. So according to the Rambam. According to others, what?
It says that he was mitzdayer.
Yeah, he was being mitzdayer, fine. So they got, according to the Rambam, what they have to say is that they surrounded him, started talking him and learning, and he didn't realize he was being surrounded by mechitzas and going back into his tchum, and all of a sudden he was back there, just as much as all of a sudden he was out of there. But most Rishonim learned that the person who is benefiting can know that these people are mechitzas. The people can't know. People can't know. See what's happening, why? If the person who's being made the mechitza knows that he was put there as a mechitza, then it's awesome. If it's the kind of mechitza that's awesome. Shalom ladas mutter. The mishum asiyas oalek alameimer, dein derech binyan bekach. Right? It's not the normal way of building with people. Aber kli derech binyan bekachu. Hilkach dofen shlishi asr. But if kli is a normal way of building, therefore, normally a kli would be awesome. And a person also, shalot ladas, so they say different ideas why ladas and shalot ladas. Ladas, then he may stay there. He knows he's a mechitza. Then it's more domeh to a binyan. It's more domeh to a kli. Now, she'en came shalot ladas, my family's going to walk away. So it's only temporary, so it's not domeh at all to binyan. What? No, the person will stay there as long as he's as long as you tell him to stay there. And the animals will walk away no matter what. Shalola das havi lo yodu hanoshim amar kitzum shav. In the case of Nehemiah, the people didn't know why they were told to. They told them surround them and speak to them and learn. And when they were supposed to, Rav Chisda miyah shasa mechitza v'nikba sham be'echad mehem hu yada. Rav Chisda was one of the people who was part of the mechitza. He knew. He directed everything, but he wasn't one of the people who was part of the mechitza. The Sfasemis says that the idea of Ladas and Shalom Ladas is not because, that's what I told you, the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says Ladas is more kavua, and Shalom Ladas, it's all made lehisparik, and therefore it's not kavu at all. It's not dome at all to a real mechitza. Sasema says that it's never dome to a mechitza, a person. So really, it should be mutter. But if the guy knows he's a mechitza, it's an uvda dechol. He should. Person can't become a mechitza on Shabbos. So it's a problem of the person becoming the mechitza, not so much because then it's more of a mechitza. And the Rabbeinu Yonason says that when the person doesn't know, it's like a mechitza made b'shogeg, which helps bein l'kula bein l'chumra. When the person knows he's a mechitza, then it's a mechitza you made b'mezid. And a mechitza you made b'mezid only helps l'chumra, not l'kula. If you throw something there, you chayv. But you can't use a l'chatchila. Okay, we said the Rambam. The Rashba argues on the Rambam. Most Rishonim argue on the Rambam. That you don't it has to be shalom das of the person who's becoming the mechitza, not the person who's using it. You also see the Rosh says from here that a mechitza mahaleches helps. Even if the mechitza is moving, it's a good mechitza. It's not like oil zoruk or whatever. A moving mechitza also helps. It doesn't become not a mechitza. Because here they were walking with him. Okay. Okay. Go on. Hano b'nei ganana, people who were making chuppas, da'ilu maya b'mechitza shul b'nei adam, and they brought water to where they needed, outside the, what's it called, in Rishus HaRabim, with the mechitza b'nei adam. And nagdinu Shmuel, Shmuel put them in Cherim. So he gave them Malkus, Rashi, da'ilu maya Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYachid, the hukvu l'sham l'das. There, the people knew they were mechitzas. So it really was also to do. Shodiyum shalakachi nikpatsi. And therefore, Shmuel gave them malchus for doing something that was wrong. Omar imamru shalomi das, yomru l'das. If they were matar at shalomi das, we're going to do it midas. Hano zike dahavi shagin baristika de mechuza. Bahadi da osa rova mipirke ailinu nihalei. What happened was like this. There were water bags, canteens. They shall Rava have, and they belong to Rava. And everybody's asked why in this Rashi, why Rashi tells they belong to Rava. There's absolutely no difference at all in the case whether they belong to Rava or somebody else. Ristika Rechova Yerushu Rabbi. And they were in the Rishus HaRabbi. And when Rava came back from learning, so he was surrounded by Talmidim. So they took advantage of that, and when they came around these canteens, they picked them up and carried them within that mechitza, which became Rishus HaYachid, right? The Hari Dosa Rami Pirkei, Vahaya Gedud, the Shomei Hadrasha, Boy Nachrav. There was a whole list of people surrounding him, walking after him, right? I guess encircling him. Not lan shamish, the idea besot mechitzas haboy. And since the people made a mechitzah around Rava, so and they passed by these canteens that belonged to Rava, so the shamish, what's it called, took the opportunity of carrying, the people didn't know they were being used as mechitzas, so of carrying these canteens into the Rishus HaYochid from the Rishus HaRabbi, because it was a walking Rishus HaYochid that surrounded the canteens. L'shabtzach Risi Boy Alinu. Next Shabbos, want to do the same thing. V'osar Lohu. And he asked them because now the people knew they were being used as mechitzas. The word got out that the last Shabbos they had been used for mechitzas without their knowledge, so this Shabbos they knew that was going to be. Dehavi le'kiladas v'osar. Levi a'ilo tivna. Levi used the same thing to bring in tevin. Ziri aspasta. Ziri brought in animal feed. The same way, Rav Shimon bar Chiya Mayan. Rav Shimon bar Chiya had water there to bring in also, took advantage of the Talmidim that were surrounding them and used them as mechitzas at least one time when they didn't know what was going on. Rashi. Aspasta shacha shel tvua. This is the, what's it called? You cut the hay. Hay. That's what it is. Hay. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishiyotza birshus v'omrulo kvarnasa maisa. There are certain people we'll see later on that are allowed to go outside the tchum. Rashi brings down a few of them. Mishiyotze b'shus kigom le'edus achodesh. You're allowed to go chutz l'tchum to be an aid to go to the Beis Hamikdash and be meyed that you saw the moon. O lahatzel min agayis, or you're going to what's it called? The city's being attacked, and you want to go to protect them. Pikuach nefesh. O min hanor, or there's a flood. You're going hatzola. Right, you're going for Hatzalah, Pikuach Nefesh, out of the Tchum on Shabbos. O Chachom HaBor Yalid, or a midwife who has to go and help somebody give birth. So all these cases, the Rabbanim were mati you to go Chutz L'Tchum. And even if Tchumim are Deoraisa, so L'Chora, how are the Rabbanim mati you to do an Issur Deoraisa for all these things? So the ones that are Pikuach Nefesh, Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is mati. Eidus HaChodesh, there's Tzukim that we learn a lot of Michal Shabbos to go to give Eidus HaChodesh, and others hold that I don't know what the kash is. They bring down Terutz, and I don't know what the kash is. By Eidus HaChodesh, you mamish alati Michal Shabbos, we learn it from Pasuk, the Moado, that it's even if it's, it means Tichiyah Shabbos. So the Chorah Chutz L'Tchum, if it's Doraisa, for sure you're allowed to do it. Except certain Chadoshim, the Rabbanan weren't matter that, but Mi'ikar Adin is mutter on all the Chadoshim. Givar Nasa Maisa, and they told him that it's already, the woman gave birth already. The flood didn't come, or it already came, there's nothing you can do. Right? Or there are already people who were made on the Chodesh, and people are coming back, who's still in the Tchum. The Einot Tzorech Leilach, he doesn't have to go, but he's outside his Tchum now. He's gone out of the Tchum Birshus, and he's in the middle of some other Tchum. So Yeshua Payimam Alechol Ruach. The Mishnah says, Yeshua Payim Amalachol Ruach, he has 2,000 Amos from where he is then. When they told him that that he does not need it, that's the place now where he's Kona Shvisa, and he has 2,000 Amos. It's special to that he has 2,000 Amos in that place. And, Im Haya B'socha Tchum, Kilo Yotza. And if he's still within his original Tchum, then it's like he didn't leave it. Let's see what that means. Anybody who goes out to be matzel can come back to come back into the back to his house, and this is one of the things that they were matir chilasim because of sofa, because if you won't let him come back he wouldn't go, and most shitas hold that's only by Yisurei Derabbanan like Tchumim, but Yisurei Deraisa they weren't matir Sofa Nagide Khilas, at least that's how they're some. Sofa holds, and therefore most people hold that if you drive to a hospital on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drive back. You can be over in Issur Rabban, you can have a goy drive you back. You could go chutz l'tchum and come back from the tchum, but you can't be over in Issur Deraisa, sofa mishum tchilasim. That they were matir tchilasim, sofa mishum tchilasim. Because if you knew you couldn't come home, you wouldn't go to begin with. That only helps for Issur Rabban, it doesn't help for Issur Deraisa, according to most. Post. where he heard that he doesn't have to go anymore, from that point he has another 2,000 amos to every direction. Okay, what does that mean? That if he's still within his tchum, it's as if he didn't go out. Omar Rabba Hachi Kamer. Im Hoya Besok Tchum Shalo, Ki Ilu Lo Yotzim, Ito Beisol Domi. If he's still within his original tchum, then he doesn't have 2,000 amos anymore to every direction. It's like he's still in his house. It's like he didn't leave his house. So if when he was told that that he does not need it, and he hasn't yet gone out of his tchum, you don't give him now another 2,000 amos from where he was, but he's like he's in his house. And therefore he has 2,000 amos to every direction from the house. The house is in the middle. Pshita, of course. He didn't go out of the tchum. So why should we give him mal d'seima, hoel v'okar okar? Since he left his house and he didn't have das anymore, that should be his makom shlisa, and he's now going out of the tchum, with the das to go out of the tchum, that wherever he was notified, that should be his new base for the tchum. And he shouldn't be able to go to the other direction from his house 2,000 amos. But he should be able to go in this direction another 2,000 amos. Kamash v'lan, though, that even though his das was to be ochre, since he never got out of his tchum remains the original one. That's what Rabba says. Reb Shimi bar Chiya Omar Hachikoma. Im hayu tchumim shenosnu chachomim muvloyim besoch hatchum shalo ki'ilu lo yotza mitchumo. That's a different halacha. That is the following. If he went out of his tchum, he already went 2,000 amos from his house. And 3,000 amos away, another 1,000 amos away, he was told that it's not necessary to go. So now he has 2,000 amos to every direction from that point. That already is muvla in his original tchum. If he goes backwards, right, 1,001 amos, which was in the 2,000 amos they gave him, he's back in his own tchum. So then it's like he never left his own tchum. And he can, go back home. Even though the new tchum they gave him would only bring him another 1,000 amos from his house. But now since that tchum is muvla, it's swallowed up by the new tchum that he was given. He's given 2,000 amos, it'll bring him 1,000 amos into his old tchum, so he's considered like he's back in his old tchum too. So Mar says, let's see Rashi first. My kilu lo yotza. Havadi lo yotza. Lodahim b'solcha tchumu. It's like he never went out. He didn't go out. He's still in his tchum. What's the chiddush? Omar Rabba Hachikoma. Dim hoye b'solcha tchum shelo kilu lo yotza mibesol domi. Kolomar, hai kilu lo yotza abesol koi. It's kilu lo yotza. It's like he never left his house. Okay? He's still within the 2,000 amos of his house. He's allowed to go home. And everything goes back to the way it was when Shabbos started. And therefore he has 2,000 amos to every direction of his house, but not 2,000 amos from where they told him that it wasn't necessary for him to go, which is the normal case. Normal case, if he left his tchum completely, right, and now he's... Is this supposed to be working? If he left his tchum, and he's now, let's say, 3,000 amos away from his house, and they told him, you don't have to go. So the halacha would be that he has now 2,000 amos to every direction from that point. So he can go back within 1,000 amos of his house, can't go back to his house, according to Rav. Right? Or he can go 2,000 amos ahead. Let's say his house is back to the south. He can go to the south 2,000 amos, which will bring him 1,000 amos from his home. Or he can go another 2,000 amos, which is 5,000 amos from his home, to the other direction. Right? So that's what would be if he's left his tchum. Okay? But if he's still within the tchum, then we don't say left, he went 1,000 amos to the south from his house. Okay? So he's 1,000 amos south of his house. And now we tell him that you don't have to go. So we don't say now, well, he has 2,000 amos from that point, 1,000 amos from his house, to every direction. So he can go back to his house, plus another 1,000 amos the other direction, but not 2,000 amos the other direction. Or he can go 2,000 amas from that one, 3,000 amas from his house, southwards. Or he can go 1,000 amas from his house, northwards. Right? We don't say that. We say that since he's still within the tchum when he was told, we don't give him this new 2,000 amas. Everything reverts back to the way it was when Shabbos started, and his house becomes the base, and he has 2,000 amas to every direction from his house. Close to the base. It's like he didn't go anywhere. So it goes back to what it was when he before he left his house. He had 2,000 amas to every direction from his house. We don't say that he has 2,000 amas from where he was told, but rather that's batel and he reverts back to his house. Since he didn't leave his tchum, he's mamish like he's in his house. Now the same, even the akar lotzei spirshus for abonin tikun le mimakom shenemar lo apayim lechol ruach hachinami afagav dekoy betchumo limdo le mihasam the boy lemeipak leipak. Then I think no, since the ma'aser the rabbanon let him go out and he had intention to go out of the tchum, even though he didn't actually go out, the halacha of giving him a new 2,000 amos applies, and now he can use that new 2,000 amos. Kamashlon he can't, and he benefits partially and he loses partially. Rav Shimi bar Chiya Omar Hachi Kamar. Im hayu tchumim shenosnu lo chachom, im muvloim betocha tchum shalo, ki ilo liyotsu mitchum al dami. He's talking where he's more than 2,000 amas away from his house. He's gone out of the tchum. But he hasn't gone far enough out that the new tchum that they give him, the new 2,000 amas, right, is what's it called, swallowed up into his old tchum. Kolomar, masnisam b'shikvar yotsu mitchumo askinam. It's not going on his house. It's going on the tchum. Like we thought before with Rabba. It's like he didn't leave his tchum. Right? He can go back to his house and then he can become like he was to begin with. So he can walk back to his house even though it's 3,000 amas. He's 1,000 amas out of his tchum, but that 1,000 amas, now we're giving him a new 2,000 amas backwards. So that new 2,000 amas ends within 1,000 amas of his house, which is within the tchum, the old tchum. So he can go back home and start over again. Rav Shimi, we didn't get it yet, okay. Okay, hold on. The Maikamithlege, what's the machlokis? Mar Sover have lost tchumim milsehi. One holds that the fact that one tchum is swallowed up by another tchum is significant, and therefore, it makes a difference. That's what Rav Shimi Bar Chiya holds. Well, Mar Sover lab milsehi, the fact that it's swallowed up in the tchum is irrelevant. Because Lamaisa, you still can't get back to your house. The fact that you can get back into your original tchum makes no difference. Lamaisa, you're still, 1,000 amas from your house, and the fact that your new tchum is swallowed into your old tchum doesn't help anything. Omar le Abaya the Rabba, the at lo tizbra de havlos tchumim milsi, don't you hold that havlos tchumim is significant? How could you say that the case is talking where he didn't leave his tchum and it's talking that he starts now anew from the house, right? Don't you hold that havlos tchumim, why don't you agree with Rishon Bar Chiya that in his case you can go back to your house? Before we get to this case, let's see the Rashi's here. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Omar, he said this, Sover Havlo Milsi. Rav Shimi Sover Havlo Milsi. The Kivan de Mivloim B'Tchumei, since the new Tchum is swallowed into the old Tchum, Umamtulei Lego Tchumei, and it brings you back, if you walk 2,000 amas back, you'll be back in your original Tchum. In other words, you haven't walked yet 4,000 amas from your house. You're somewhere less than 4,000 amas. So walking back now, the new 2,000 amas will bring you within 2,000 amas of your house. Havi luhu kichat tchum. It all becomes like one big tchum. Ukemandalo nothik mitchumahab hu. It's like you didn't leave your tchum. You left your house, but you didn't leave your tchum. The rabba shavar lab milsehi. Rabba holds no. Who cares that it's swallowed up? Lamaisa, you're outside of the 2,000 amas that you would get when Shabbos came in, and now you start a new game. new 2,000 amos, and it has no relevance to the fact that that 2,000 amos is within 2,000 amos of your house. That's irrelevant. But Rabbi Leslie had the time of us. And now the Gemara says, therefore, Rabbi couldn't learn the case he's talking where you actually went out of the tchum of your house, the original one. Then you can't go back home. Then you lost the shvis of your house, and the new 2,000 amos is your thing, and you can go within 1,000 amos of your house in this direction, but you can go another 2,000 amos from the 1,000 amos that you were out of the tchum. The konalomi makom shenemarlo. And now your new tchum starts from where you were told that you're not needed anymore. Ubein Rav Shimi, 1 second. The Rabba lesle hadatanu nahardoi leil. And Rabba, the fact that he holds that have lost tchumim is not significant, argues on nahardoa from nemalafam abeis. What's the case of the nahardoa? The nahardoa said vipikeachu ayel tchumo v'kivin da'al al. Right? If he's a pikeach, he has to go to the bathroom. So he can walk. They gave him as much as he needs to go to a private place to go to the bathroom. If he's smart, he'll walk back into the tchum, and then he'll be able to resume his original tchum. What do you see? That Nahardor held of have lost tchumim. Since you have as much leeway as you need to get to a private place, that private place will bring you back into your tchum, then you don't have, at that point, Dalet Amos. You have the whole tchum again. You're back to your original tchum. So you see that havlos tchumim is significant according to Nahardor. So Rabba argues on Nahardor, right? So that's what Rashi learns. Tosus argues on that, so other Rishonim, and they say there's a difference between where you don't have any definite tchum. There, Nahardor holds that havlos tchumim is significant. There's no specific place. Wherever you're going to go to the bathroom, right, you go back. So there, it's not a definite thing. They didn't give you a specific 2,000 amos. And therefore, if it's muvla in your old tchum, you go back to your old tchum. But over here, they gave you a specific 2,000 amos. So that's it. And it's that specific thing. Doesn't make a difference if it's in your tchum, outside of your tchum. It ends where it's specific, the 2,000 amos ends. The ishtigar say, belishna achrina, the bein rava ubein rav shimi. Now Rashi learns this a different way. That's the first way we're learning. Okay? Both according to Rava and Rav Shimi, v'shikvar yotza mitchumo mokmila. Both of them are talking where you went out of the 2,000 amos from your house. Okay? Not like we said before, that the way Rava's case is, where you're still within 2,000 amos of your house. The Havamina was, since you intended to leave, it's like you left, and now you have a new 2,000 amos. Kamash malah, no, since you didn't actually leave, you revert back to what it was when Shabbos came in. And Rav Shimi holds, no, you left the 2,000 amos. And the chiddush is that it's as if you didn't leave your tchum since it's still muvla. Okay. Now we're actually saying another lashon. Vein Rava, vein Rav Shimi, bikshvar yotza mitchum mokmila. According to Rava also, you went out of the 2,000 amos from your house. Ubitarvayu gasinin im hayu tchumim shenosmo chachom muvloyim betoch hatchum shalom. And both of them are talking about havla, that you went out, but you didn't go more than 2,000 amos out of your tchum. You're still within 2,000 amos of your old tchum. Shiyulo kol hayom kulo ches elef ama, right? Ela kimam tulei tchumim hanitonin lo ad toch tchumo. One second. So what's it? Maybe we slipped something here. So chatum shalom. Ella, but the Rabba Garcinon, ki ilu lo yotsumi beso. So what does Rabba hold? That since your new tchum is muvla in your old tchum, it's like you didn't go out of your house. Ubid Rav Shimi Garcinon, ki lo yotsumi tchumo. And Rav Shimi, we say it's like you didn't go out of your tchum. You did go out of your house, but you didn't go out of the tchum. Now we'll see one second what that means. Uvahal pligi. So what's the machlokas? The la Rabba lo mashvi lahu havlo kechad tchuma. The havla doesn't make it as if it's one tchum, right? Since your new tchum is muvla in your old tchum, it's like you didn't leave your house. So you go back to your original tchum, right? Everything reverts back to the way it was when Shabbos started. Since your new tchum is connected still to your old tchum, you go back to your old tchum. And that's it. So you have 2,000 amos from your house to any direction. And the new tchum is irrelevant. It, everything reverts back to what the old tchum was. So, lo mashvilu havlok echad tchum, mashvilu kol ayom kulo ches elef amos. Because if it's in, if it, once it goes, all considered one tchum, then you have 8,000 amos. 4,000 to this direction, 4,000 to the other direction. Because you have your new 2,000 amos and your old 2,000 amos. And maybe on the other side you have what's it called? Basically, you can move 8,000 amos. If the new tchum is swallowed up in your old tchum, so everything reverts back to the old tchum. It's like you never left lo yosmi beis cloud. The lo kona shvisa makom acher, and the new tchum is not relevant except to get back into your old tchum. You can use the new tchum to get back into your old tchum, and once you're there, everything reverts back to as if you never change your tchum. That's all. The yesh lo apayim beis lecha ruach kibatchila, and everything reverts back to the way it was in the beginning, and you have 2,000 amos from your house to any direction. Rav Shimi Savar Kilo the Yosmi Bay Solo Amrinam. We don't say it's as if he never went out of your house. Right? Elevade Konashvisa Bemakum Shinemar Lo. The new tchum takes effect. And where you were told, you have 2,000 amos to every direction. Avakilo lo Yosmi Tchumo Amrinam. Velo Hifsi Tchumo Harisha. You have an additional 2,000 amos. You didn't lose your first tchum. Since this tchum is swallowed up by the first one, you still have the first one plus the new one that they gave you. The yesh lo korav l'ches elef. You have close to 8,000 amos. Tigom mimokum shenemar lo ulemizrach alpayim. From the place that they told you, right? You have 2,000 amos to the north, okay? To the east, okay? Lemizrach to the east. Let's use what Rashi says, right? You walked. What's it called? You're walking eastward. You went out of your 2,000 amos to the east, the Heter, and 3,000 amos from your house, you were told, forget it. Okay. So now you can walk another 2,000 amos to the east, which will take you 5,000 amos away from your house. Okay? Close to 5,000 amos. And now you can walk back 2,000 amos, which will put you back into your original tchum, 1,000 amos from your house. Okay? And ulamar of alpayim. And then you regain your original tchum. So you can walk up to 2,000 amos from where your tchum ends back to your house. And from your house you can go another 2,000 amos to the west of the house. Right? Have lost tchum. Have lost tchum makes the whole thing like one new tchum. So your tchum now is not 2,000 amos anymore. It's 2,000 amos plus your new 2,000 amos from wherever you were told. So if it's not muvla, so then that's finished. But if it's muvla, then it adds to your original tchum, right? So you have close to 8,000 amos. Because you'll basically have up till, you could have, depends where you were told that, but if you were told like one step out of the 2,000 amos away from your house, right? I mean, the what's it called? One step less than 2,000 amos past 2,000 amos from your house, which is close to 4,000 amos, right? Then you'll have that whole 4,000 amos plus another another 2,000 amos to the other side of the house, but another 2,000 amos from where you are. So you have 2,000 plus another 6,000, which is 8,000, right? You'll have 2,000 on the west, and then the original 2,000 on the east, then 2,000 from there, from where you went out of the tomb already, and then another 2,000 from the end of that for the new tchum that they gave you. So you have 6,000 to the east and 2,000 to the west. There's 8,000 altogether. The Rabba Sover, Lav Nilsehi, Vishavinu Tchum Echad. Rabba holds that it doesn't become like one tchum. Hilkach, Al Korchach, Lo Mesukim, Kilo Lo Yotza Atchum Greda, Velomer Tchumo Lo Hitzit, Aval Yotze Chashvinim. We consider him as if he did go out. And what's it called? It's not considered like one big tchum, like Rav Shimi holds. That Rava doesn't hold of that, that lakula, that we consider it all one big tchum now, and you get both tchumim. But it's as if you didn't leave your house. And everything, once we give you permission to go back into your original tchum, that much, yeah, we give you the new tchum. Because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to go back to your original tchum. But since, what's it called, now you're back to your original tchum, everything reverts back to that tchum, and you have 2,000 amas to every direction from your house, and the new tchum is irrelevant now. In the first lashon, not really, because if it's muvla, he holds that you have. It's not like you, it doesn't revert back to your original tchum. No, in the first lashon, he holds that even if you left your what's it called your tchum, but it's muvla. You have no, not 8,000, but you have what's it called. You have, you can go back to your house. It's not one big tchum, but you can at least go back to your house. You get the new tchum up to your house. No, Rabba holds that, yeah, that you can go back to your house and everything starts the way it was before. But that's not where Shimi holds in the first. Not that it goes back to what before, right? That it was what's it called that you went out of the tchum, right? And you can go what's it called? You can go back into the original tchum, and you have 2,000 amas from where you're now, right? But you're still allowed to go back to your house, but not that you have still the 2,000 amas to the other side of the house. It doesn't go back to what it was before, but you're allowed to get back to your house that year. Since you're in the Muvla, in the Tchum, that much you can go, but not to the other direction.
Rashi says, Chavad Alon Nitchum, as if he never went out of his Tchum. Rashi says.
Right.
First Lashon, that means that the house is the Tchum. So,
No, not the house. It's like you never went out of your Tchum, and therefore you can go back to the house, but not that the house now becomes the place of your Tchum.
But which Tchum?
Command Alon Nitchum? Not Mibdol, he should say, Alon Nitchum, that's what Rabbi holds. Shimi holds, you didn't go out of the Tchum. That's what he explains. But Yotzim Itchum Beiso, right? He says, Kolomar, Masnisen Bikshvar Yotzim Itchumo, Askinum, Kilo Yotzim Atchumim Koi, Kedahavi Soka Daitach Mikora, Umayim Hoye Besoch Atchum, Hochikomer, Hoyu Olsen Alpayim, Hanesunusol, the Horua, Mimokum Shenemerlo, Nichnosa Satoch Alpayim Shal Tchum Beiso, Kilo Lo Yotzim Itchumo Domi, the Holech Ad Beiso, right? The Hariu Kivatchila. Maybe Taka. Then he comes back, yeah. The Chorah, what he holds is what Rabbah holds in the second Lashon. You become mamish like you were in the beginning.